Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man rescued from air duct at Neil Simpson Power Plant. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Friday morning, multiple local agencies collaborated to rescue a 37-year-old man who fell and broke his leg in an air duct at the Neil Simpson Power Plant. According to Sheriff Scott Matheny, at around 8 a.m., deputies responded to the power plant east of Gillette following reports of the man being stuck in an air duct. Emergency Medical Services, the Campbell County Fire Department, and Black Hills Energy personnel arrived to assist. Matheny confirmed that while the man was not technically trapped, he was immobile due to his broken leg. According to the fire department press log, firefighters employed technical rescue equipment to safely extricate the man from a confined and elevated location. He was transported by EMS to Campbell County Memorial Hospital for treatment. Company planning carbon capturing silos in Wyoming secures agreement with Saudi Arabia. Aramco Ventures, the venture capital arm of Saudi Arabia's Aramco, has invested in Spiritus Technologies, a clean technology company aiming to build a large-scale carbon capture project in central Wyoming. Cowboy State Daily reported, Spiritus plans to construct silos that will remove and store hundreds of thousands of tons of carbon dioxide in underground caverns. The investment details remain undisclosed, though Crunchbase reports a combined $11 million investment from Aramco Ventures, Khosla Ventures, and Page One Ventures. Spiritus and Aramco have signed a memorandum of understanding to explore further collaboration and technology deployment in the UK and Saudi Arabia. The Wyoming project, expected to start carbon removal in 2026, will create hundreds of jobs and capture up to 2 million tons of CO2 annually. Spiritus will earn revenue through carbon removal credits pre-sold to companies like Frontier Climate Management, Watershed Technology, and TerraSet. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.